Time now for the Eagle 102 Area High School Football Coaches Preseason Spotlight, brought to you by Community State Bank of Missouri, Craig Bowen CPA, and Young Enterprises Incorporated. We are joined by Bowling Green Bobcats head coach Joe Chin.
Tell me a little bit about your team this year.
You know, we're returning a lot of starters from last year. You know, obviously last year was a really special season for us. You know, we finished 11-1 and made it to the state quarterfinals, and kind of lots of history behind that with that season. But offensively, we're returning 8 starters, which is quite a bit. You know, we're returning a lot of our offensive linemen. We only had to replace 1, so we're returning 4 there, and returning our tight end, who did a really good job for us, and then our quarterback. So returning a lot of guys, and an all-state running back, all-state linemen are all coming back. That's a really good group of kids coming back, and you know, most of those guys have been playing, starting on the offense since sophomore year. So, you know, they've got a lot of experience on that side of the ball. And then on defense, we're returning, you know, a little bit less. We only returned 6 on defense. We have a little bit more to replace. But so far this summer, we've had a lot of guys stepping up and working hard at camp and at 7-on-7 and in the weight room. So I think they're moving into those open positions and fighting for those spots and doing a really good job.
What are some of the improvements that you guys are hoping to make this season?
I think overall we've gotten a lot stronger, you know, like physically in the weight room. You know, I didn't talk much about him, but Harrison Hunt has done a great job on offensive and defensive line. And he's only a junior, but he started every game last year. You know, he's done a great job in the weight room, getting strong and leading us kind of on both sides of the ball in that aspect. You know, I think we're kind of into these guys getting to play several years and kind of knowing what our expectations are. The biggest improvement so far that I've seen in our couple weeks of camp is, you know, we're doing like all the little things right. You know, we kind of already understand the plays and concepts and stuff we're trying to do, and now we're able to kind of, you know, really narrow it down to the specifics. You know, our footwork is really good so far, and, you know, we're doing a good job doing just the little things right and the fundamentals that will really, you know, carry us really far in the season.
Stay tuned for more from Coach Joe Chin on the upcoming Bobcat season, as you've been listening to the Area High School Football Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102.
Craig Bowen CPA encourages everyone to get out and support their favorite high school sports teams this season. As a proud sponsor of all the area athletes, Craig Bowen CPA hopes to see you filling the stands to show your support. Showing the area athletes they always have your support is what's key. Craig Bowen CPA on the square in Bowling Green.
Is there any players that are maybe freshmen or underclassmen that you look to make an impact this year on your team?
You know, obviously our senior class is great. You know, Dylan Dalton at quarterback, he's 2-time all-conference quarterback. So, you know, started up since the sophomore year. He'll be kind of our leader on offense. And then we return, you know, Marcus Starks, first-team all-state running back, offensive player of the year in the conference last year. So he's a great player, obviously. And then Blaine Bryant will be our other kind of main running back. He's a junior. Played a little bit last year as a sophomore here and there, and did a good job for us when we asked him to. And this year he's really stepped up, and he's done a great job. We're looking forward to him having a big season as a junior. And, you know, on the offensive line, we return all-stater Devin Rue, started as a sophomore and as a junior, so he's going to be big for us. Jackson Charlton is another starter that's coming back. Ryan Bowen, been a 2-year starter, 2-year first-team all-conference player. And then kind of some new faces up front would be Teddy Charlton, played a lot last year, just not as a starter, but he'll be a senior this year. And I expect to see Anderson Hunt quite a bit on the offensive line. He'll be a sophomore, so he's kind of an underclassman that will play a little bit. Lucas Jennings will be another one that plays on the offensive line and D-line for us. He's an underclassman, a junior. This will be kind of his first year, you know, kind of getting some varsity action. We have Gunnar Bryant, will be a senior tight end, 2-year starter. And then our other tight end that will get some action will be Aiden Grody. He's a sophomore, so he'll be an underclassman getting some action. And also Brady Huber has done a nice job through camp. He's going to be a sophomore as well. So we've got quite a few people both returning and then some younger faces coming in, some kids that are juniors that are going to kind of get their first taste of major varsity time would be Drew Dalton. on offense and defense. He'll play defensive back and receiver.
You've been listening to the
Walker Chandler, same thing. He'll play defensive back and receiver, and Zach Gibson, and they all kind of play the similar position, and this will kind of be the first year that they get major varsity time.
Stay tuned for more from Coach Joe Chin on the upcoming Bobcat season, as you've been listening to the Area High School Football Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102.
Hello, this is Brittany Hinkey with Community State Bank of Missouri. Now is the perfect time to start saving for retirement. Community State Bank offers competitive rates on traditional and Roth IRAs. Unlike most investments, some contributions may be tax deductible and will grow either tax deferred or tax free. Come in and see one of our IRA representatives in Troy or Bowling Green to maximize your savings opportunities today. Community State Bank of Missouri, your hometown community bank since 1887, member FDIC.
What are some games that you guys are really looking forward to this year?
First, to try to fill our schedules. Right now, we've only got eight. We are looking and working to get that ninth game figured out, and we've got some options, I think, but nothing final. You know, EMO Conference is a good conference. You know, Bowling Green's kind of got several rivals in that group. You know, we always look forward to playing Louisiana. Local Pike County School is a couple miles away. You know, that's a fun rivalry. It's a great experience. We get to play for the Mayor's Cup and the Commissioner's Bell now, so that's kind of a cool game for us. And, you know, I think another, you know, big conference game for us will be Mark Twain. You know, looking back last year, that was a good game, close game, and I expect that to be similar. You know, their head coach, Austin Leaf, was on the coaching staff and coached all these guys. So, you know, we look forward to that game. That'll be a fun one. And then, you know, Montgomery County is another conference game that is going to be solid. They're going to be a good football team, and they're good every year. And, you know, those are kind of the three big conference games. And then right now our only non-conference game is Palmyra. And, you know, I know we always look forward to that game. And
what is your guys' goal this season?
You know, obviously our goal is to win a lot of football games and compete to win a conference championship and district championship again, and hopefully, you know, make another run and maybe a little deeper run in the playoffs than what we did last year. But in order to do that, you know, I think our weekly goal is to always put the best football team we can, you know, possible on the field on Friday. And in order to do that, we've got to get better every single day in practice. So that's kind of our goal, is kind of how we look at it. We want to use every day we can to get better, kind of start that process over again the next week. So that's kind of how we look at it goal-wise.
You've been listening to the Area High School Football Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by Young Enterprises Incorporated, Craig Bowen CPA, and Community State Bank of Missouri. No matter which team you're rooting for this season, Young Enterprises Incorporated of New Hartford hopes all our great teams have a wonderful and successful year. Young Enterprises Incorporated features Akey & Kent Feeds, Askrow & DeKalb Seeds, RCIS Crop Insurance, Fertilizer, Chemicals, Interstate Batteries, and more. Young Enterprises Incorporated online at youngenterprisesinc.com. Young Enterprises Incorporated of New Hartford.